Our loving and humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Master and Divine Mother, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear distinguished guests, respected elders, sisters, and brothers from all over the world, welcome back to day 3 of the World Youth Festival with the theme, Love is the Goal. This is our final darshan session together. I know, right? Time flies when you're enjoying yourself. Swami, you once said, the Lord is love. His form is love. All beings are love. Love saves and serves. Through love alone can good arise. Love reveals the God in all. Love binds one person to another. Love attaches one thing to another. Without love, the universe is not. The highest love makes us aware of the Lord in everyone. How true, Swami. Bhagavan, we are here, fresh from our third and final session of the festival, which discussed the topic of how we, as youths, relish the moments when touched by the one and only source. I am personally moved by the love and wisdom at the festival. From listening to distinguished speakers, to sharing meals with my fellow youths, and most of all, connecting with the Sai within, the past 3 days have been truly remarkable. I would now like to invite the International Youth Coordinator, Dr. Shivendra Kumar, to share with us the resolutions of the World Youth Festival 2016. Please welcome Dr. Shivendra.
I offer my loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord, the Lord of the universe, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The members of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, members of the Sri Satya Sai World Foundation, members of the Satya Sai International Organization, the chair of the Sri Satya Sai International Organization, the All India President, members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of India, and my dear brothers and sisters, Om Sri Sai Ram. Very quickly, we have arrived to the day 3 of the much anticipated event. Brothers and sisters, be assured that this is not the end, but a start of something very grand. Over the last 3 days, we have participated in very exciting programs, in workshops, in outdoor activities. The kids have participated in very interesting activities, and there's been a very modern exhibition which most of us have had the pleasure of attending. Just earlier today, we had the final session called Moments, where we listened to many experiences from youth. Those experiences remind us that Bhagavan is still with us, walking, living with us, and living within us. Dear brothers and sisters, Bhagavan is with all of you. Bhagavan is with every being that is on earth. I'd like to move on to the resolutions of this historic event. The first one, brothers and sisters, one that should bring a lot of excitement, energy and enthusiasm to each one of you and the youth that are not youth yet and who will be youth in future. Brothers and sisters, in a few years' time, within 2 to 4 years, we will have another Satya Sai World Youth Festival. And the focus of that youth festival would be different, because with that youth festival, we would have the Sai Olympics. Brothers and sisters, the youth leaders have all vouched their support to make this historic event in future possible. With the blessings of our elders and with the blessings of Bhagavan, we will work together to make this event possible. We are also planning for a Satya Sai Children's Festival sometime in the future. This will be organized by the Satya Sai Youth of the World. Through this festival, we will bring to Prashanti Nilayam children of the world, and we will start molding them, exposing them to Bhagavan's teachings, the exciting spiritual life at a very young age. As you know, the purpose of this festival was to celebrate the joy of knowing Bhagavan at an early age. We want our future generation to be better than us. We want them to know Bhagavan at a much earlier age. Brothers and sisters, next year for Guru Purnima, the youth would like to offer a Love All, Serve All short film festival for Bhagavan. This short film festival will be held online. There will be four components to it. The first one will be short 6-minute videos on service projects, service documentaries. The second one will be 6-minute videos, music videos. The third one would be inspirational videos, where we will be able to make films based on Bhagavan's teachings. And the fourth one would be inspirational 6-minute talks delivered by the youth of the world. Dear brothers and sisters, this activity is a collaboration between the youth committee, the public outreach, media and IT committees of the Satya Sai International Organization. And we would use this as a platform to reach out to the community, because in this Love All, Serve All short film festival, we will be inviting brothers and sisters outside of the Satya Sai organization to participate. Brothers and sisters, it is not only events that we'll be working on, we'll be also working on some programs. As you would be aware that since the 14th of February, we've been working on the Sadhana of Love program. We will now be expanding that to the broader organization, to the kids and to our elders. We are also planning for a summer course, a residential summer course, which will dive deep into the concepts that have been presented in the Sadhana of Love. Brothers and sisters, there has been a lot of focus on the environment, and we would like to steer the Serve the Planet program to greater heights, and we will, per divine direction, focus a lot more on the environment. And there are three sub-components of this. The first one, and Bhagavan has said that, and recently I've been told that the United Nations has also declared that sealing on desires is probably one of the most strongest and most influential ways of impacting or positively impacting the environment. Brothers and sisters, we will launch a program focused on sealing on desires with the intention of helping the environment. It does not stop there. There's a lot of brothers and sisters that are between the ages of 36 and 45. We will be using their services, our graduated youth, to drive this project. We will also focus on an EnviroCare program where we'll be establishing a green community. The focus of this green community would be to reduce the impacts of plastic, improve the quality of water, and improve our use of sustainable energy forms. It is our intention to create a campus or create a village which works on world-class technologies that is able to then become an exemplar for the rest of the world. And brothers and sisters, the third part of Serve the Planet would focus on healthy living, where we would focus on meditation and vegetarianism. In order to develop the youth of the world and ensuring that we all get stronger day by day, minute by minute, to take Bhagwan's mission forward. We will be launching a cloud storage database where we would be sharing all the content that the youth develop around the world with the rest of the youth community. So all the drama, the music, talks, study circles would then be accessible to youth all around the world, so that we do not have to reinvent the wheel. We have content accessible to us all the time, and this will be made available by the satyasai.org website. To enable this to happen, the content repository, the first thing that will happen is that the exhibition that you saw in the double-decker building would be electronically communicated and transferred to all the countries around the world. And I'm requesting leaders in the different countries to please organize an exhibition so that the people in our countries can see what Bhagwan stands for. So there will be ready, steady, goal happening in all the countries going forwards. The world today, as we saw in the drama yesterday, requires leaders. Bhagwan has never asked us to be confined to the Satya Sai International Organization or the Satya Sai Seva Organization. Bhagwan did not in any quote say we have to become leaders of our samitis, our centers, or bhajan leaders. Bhagwan has always said that we have to become leaders of the world. And in order to in future create a leader who has gone through the Satya Sai youth program, we will be launching online self-development workshops that will be facilitated by subject matter experts on topics ranging from time management to public speaking to project management, etc. And there'll be one session held for everyone around the world once a month. These sessions will allow us to brush up our skills as well as acquire new skills that allow each one of us to become leaders in our community. In addition to that, we will continue on with the Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program, and the Youth Leadership Program Committee is already thinking of organizing a leaders' conference sometime in the future. The future of the youth group is very important to us. So the youth of the world will focus on nurturing the teens, the participants of the Group 4 program, in order to ensure that the Group 4 kids successfully transition into the youth program. Brothers and sisters, these 9 resolutions will be worked upon by the different youth committees that will be set up in future. This does not only require grace of God, but requires the engagement of all of you. As we heard this morning in the Purnachandra Auditorium, Bhagwan's mission is accelerating, and I'm sure after the festival it will continue to accelerate. Before I finish off, I'd like to share the words that were discussed, that were presented by the music team yesterday. As we prepare to leave this festival, let us rise up, let us stand up, let us embrace Swami's mission of love and spread it to every corner of the world. Dear brothers and sisters, Om Sai Ram.
Thank you, Dr. Shivendra, for setting out what lies ahead. We are so blessed as youth to serve Swami through his organization, and may we actively join in efforts to implement these resolutions. Thank you once again. I now have the privilege of welcoming Mr. Nimish Pandya, All India President of the Satya Sai Organization, to address us and share his thoughts on this wonderful occasion. Please welcome Mr. Pandya.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Once again, on behalf of all present here today, I sincerely pray to Bhagwan that he continues to shower his grace upon us, continues to give us the courage to follow his path, because he is the master, he is the doer, and we only play our parts as it comes. The genesis of my growth as a young man in the Sai organization is in the Bal Vikas movement, and therefore stories are integral to Bal Vikas. I was just thinking behind, how shall I address the young men and women today? How shall I address this congregation of the most prestigious and the most beautiful and the luckiest young men and women in the world today that ever exists? I didn't want to sound pompous or to give or repeat something which Bhagwan has already said, and therefore I thought two or three small stories should convey what we need to do further. The fact that Bhagwan is a master, the fact that Bhagwan does everything, and the fact that all of us must practice one thing sincerely and religiously every moment of our life, and that is never take ownership of anything that you do in life. Offer everything to Bhagwan immediately the moment it happens. The story goes like that. Once upon a time there was a great conference like the conference which is having, the festival is having. Even the Devas and the Devas were having a conference and a festival. A huge mansion. All the Devas coming in the mansion, but like any conference, everybody comes in a BMW or a Mercedes-Benz or a Rolls-Royce. But the Devas have their own cars. The Ganpati has the mouse. The Yamraj has his bull. The Indra has his Garuda. So all the cars were coming in the campus. And as the lords got down to enter the mansion, like the cars go in the car park, all the cars of the Indras, the vehicles were going in the car park. And as the things are settling down, Lord Vishnu comes and he gets down from the Garuda. The Garuda goes and stands in the car park. And then suddenly the Lord of Death on his bull comes. And in the car park, the Garuda is watching. Suddenly on the porch of the entire conference, there is a small little bird perched on top. And Yamraj, the Lord of Death, comes. And as he walks in, he sees the bird on top and smiles. Now there's a bird. And there's a familiarity of friendship with Garuda. He's my company, he's my family. Gosh, the Lord of Death has looked and cast his eyes upon the bird. Surely the bird is going to die. But nothing happens. The bird lives. And Yamraj, the Lord of Death, also enters the conference and the conference begins. So Garuda thinks he's a smart chap. He goes and takes a little bird from the perch on top and flies four oceans across into various other continents and hides the bird in a forest somewhere in the corner. The conference gets over and all the Devas are coming out. And Garuda is watching very intently, what is Yamraj going to do now? Yamraj comes out, looks up, finds that the bird is not there, again smiles and goes away. Now Garuda cannot digest the situation. He said, let me go and find out what happens. Why did the Yamraj smile and not? He thought Yamraj is going to get angry that he was going to kill the bird and the bird is not there. So he runs after Yamraj and says, Master, when you came, you smiled at the bird. And when you came out, when you didn't see the bird, again you smiled. What is the secret? And very nicely, the Lord of Death tells the Garuda, he says, Garuda Raja, I'm very grateful to you. When I came and looked at the bird, I realized that the death of the bird is destined to be in a forest far away. I am grateful to you that you went and put the forest there. In the fire, the bird is now dead. My job is done. Brothers and sisters, the master is the doer. He knows exactly what to do with all of us. And that is the beauty of being in the world of Satya Sai. In fact, Baba used to always say that the greatest barrier between you and Bhagwan, between me and Bhagwan, is this sense of doership. Every time I do something, I did. Every time I stand up, he did, and we clap and accolades are paid to man. In the world of Satyasai, never ever crave for any accolades. Do your job, surrender and vanish from the scene, because the next result is not your job. The next moment is yours. The next moment, what to do next for God, let's not lose that moment. And that is the mandate of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. Swami used to always say, do and surrender. Swami is waiting for that. When you do something nice, surrender to Him. Give it to Him. Don't feel happy. It's normal tendency that we always say, no, it's not my job, surrender to God. But actually in the heart of hearts, we always want somebody to praise us for having done what we've done. But that's where the test begins, and that's where the action begins. The second part. Who are we? Somebody mentioned that we are the lions of Lord. And the next story in Bal Vikas, which I love very much and which I always reiterate, is a story of the lioness. The lioness, who was very hungry, and she was pregnant. She was carrying a little cub in her womb. Out of hunger, the lioness perches on a little mountain. And as she perches on the mountain, she sees a flock of sheep down there. She's so hungry that discrimination vanishes, and she leaps on the flock of sheep, tries to catch the sheep for her hunger. But as she lands with the impact, she dies. But before she dies, she gives a birth to a baby cub. Now what happens, brothers and sisters? There's a flock of sheep. The lioness is dead. The baby cub is alive. The baby cub opens his eyes for the first time. And what does he see? Only sheep. So the baby cub believes that I am like the sheep. That's not enough. Seeing the lion cub, the sheep gets scared. So they start running. So what does the lion cub do? He also starts running because he believes he has to run. After running for a long time, they all get tired. So they settle down. Lion cub also settles down. What happens? The sheep are hungry. So they start eating grass. So lion cub believes that, look, I also have to eat grass. And after eating the grass, when they all relax, the hunger is satisfied, they start talking. How do the sheep talk? Bah, bah. So lion cub believes that I also supposed to speak like this. So lion cub starts, bah, bah. Months go by. The lion cub is amongst the sheep. He's eating grass. He's talking like the sheep. Then suddenly one big lion comes in the forest. And as he comes in the forest, he cannot bear the sight of a lion cub amongst the sheep. The lion charges against the sheep, and all the sheep start running. The lion cubs also start running because he'd never seen anybody like a lion before. So as the lion runs, he catches the lion cub out and takes him to a riverbed. And as he takes him to the riverbed, brothers and sisters, what happens? He catches the head of the lion cub, puts it over the water. And for the first time, the lion cub sees his own image in the water. Then the big lion puts his face over the water and then sees the lion cub, baby cub, looks at the big lion. Oh gosh, I look like him. And then the big lion roars like a lion. And the little baby cub tries to roar. And what happens? There is no roar. As he tries, bah, bah, that's the thing that comes out of the baby lion. The big lion roars again. The big lion roars twice, thrice, 10 times, 15 times. 20 times the big lion roars, and the 21st time, every time the little lion cub tried, for the first time after 21 practices, the baby lion roars like the big lion, and for the first time he realizes that I am the child of a lion, I am not a sheep, I am not a lamb, I am a lion. Brothers and sisters, Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba has come on this face of this earth for all of us who behave like sheep, to make us realize in his love and his message, that we are not sheep, we are lions. The Satyasai youth congregated today here, 4,000 of them are 4,000 lions of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, and they are not sheep. This event, brothers and sisters, is a very unique event. In today's world, for two people to come together is impossible. Even people who have tried to understand Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba over 30 years have failed to come together in thought, word and deed. My brothers and sisters, there is hope in you. There is great faith in you. Because today, in July, at the World Youth Festival, 4,000 of you have proved that you may be from different continents, but when you come together, despite all differences of language, thought, and any kind of differences, you've all been together for 3 days, and this is a remarkable miracle of mankind must see, that how man has come together in all respects. Dr. Reddy and I share a very unique bond. I didn't know that till he told me the story of his grandson. He says, I don't know what he calls them. He said, he went up to Dr. Reddy and says, Dad, you and Nimish uncle seems to be buddies, you know. He said some other words, butt buddies or something. But he said, you look like buddies. I want to tell his grandson and through him to all of you. Then the world of Satya Sai, all are buddies. There is nobody else but buddies in the world of great Satya Sai. We're all friends and we're all together as members of the same family. And Dr. Reddy and I have resolved that we want to dream of that vision which Bhagwan had, that there should be a world which has no boundaries and which has no barriers, when the whole world is together as one. And therefore, the Satya Sai organization will take the lead today to ensure that all the devotees of the world are one community, and we never want to be called, you are from India, you are from America, you are from Africa. Barriers and countries have no meaning in the world of Sai, because this is one world and one planet, and we are together as one world. But this, brothers and sisters, is only possible. We have invested everything that is in the world of Sai, in the youth of Sai. You have to succeed, you cannot fail. And there is no question of failure, because you have Bhagwan with you. You have Sai inside you. And remember, never look for Sai outside ever in your dreams also. Because there is no Sai outside. If there is any Sai, if there is any master, if our friend Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba is inside you and in every each one of us. Let's remember that when we look at each other, we look as if we are looking at Swami. When you talk, let sweetness come out of your mouth. When your eyes see somebody else, let only love pour through your eyes. But this is possible only if you have the command and the conviction that Swami is inside me and Swami is inside everyone. Don't yearn for results. Don't yearn for credits. Don't yearn for anything, because everything belongs to Bhagwan. And the only thing Bhagwan wants from us is that offering to Bhagwan where we know and we tell him, Lord, you are the doer, I am not the doer. Practice, practice and practice, as all of us have been talking in the last 3 days. Meditate. Without meditation, there is no future. Without meditation, there is no balance. Without prayer, there is no solution for problems in life. I want to end with another story. It was this very Sai Kulwant Hall. And tomorrow is Ashadi Ekadashi. The story goes back to last 15-20 years. Amongst the flock of children who were there performing before Baba on Ashadi Ekadashi was a small little boy. The drama got over. Swami was very happy with the drama. He came down, blessed all the children. And then those days, Swami walked through the corridor, gracefully walked inside the interview room, and the interview room was closed. And as the interview room got closed, it was time for everybody to disperse. And this young little kid next to me sitting started howling and crying like babies do. And you know, in this hall, if babies start crying, what happens? There's a whole batch of my brother sevadals who have been mandated to pick you up like a fly and put you out. Because you're not allowed to cry inside. And with babies who are crying next door, it's an embarrassment. Now imagine my state, a young man with a young kid crying and howling next to me. So the whole attention of the entire congregation is on me. So who's this man? Why is he crying? Why is he can't controlling him? And the more I tried to control him, the more he howled. Now there was no option for me but to keep him quiet, and I had to somehow con him into keeping quiet. So I asked him, son, what do you want? Why are you crying? No, but why are you crying? What happened? You know, I want vibhuti from Swami's hand. This was the demand. Now, Swami's already gone inside. Normally, he would never come out. Now, how do I give him vibhuti from Swami's hand? I didn't believe, and I didn't know what, some trick, some intellectual trick I played, and I said, look, keep quiet. Close your eyes and pray. If you pray, Swami will come and give you vibhuti. Now, I had no conviction on this. It was a trick which I played on him. Listening to this, he kept quiet. And as he kept quiet, I was very happy. There was less tension. I was forgotten about him. He's gone quiet. And I was busy winding up the affairs of the other children. And I forgot about that kid. Brothers and sisters, after 5 minutes, the door opened. And Swami came out. And as Swami was walking out of the corridor, he came to this end. This is the gents end, when you can see the gents directly. I'm sitting there. Everybody is quiet. And as Swami walks down this place, look at the ego of mine. I'm seeing Swami coming towards me, so I think Swami is coming to me. So I'm straightening myself up, I'm gearing up properly, I'm putting my hair in order, and as Swami is approaching to me, my anticipation increases, and he comes straight in front of me and stands, and I'm waiting what he's going to say or what I have to say, right in front of me. So I'm looking up like that, and then Swami is telling me, wake him up. So then I realized he's sitting next to me, I had forgotten about him. So I woke him up, get up, Swami is there. He looked, and I saw the most beautiful smile that Swami can ever give to a guy. What do you want, my son? And this kid replied with a beautiful smile, Swami, I want vibhuti from your hand. And there goes the hand, comes out vibhuti, gives it to the man. No, brothers and sisters, don't clap for this. This definitely deserves a clap, but the sad story comes thereafter. The sad story was, then Swami turned to me and said, see, you did not believe that prayer works. He knew that prayer works. And that's the first lesson that I learned in life, that prayer works, and only prayer works, and nothing else works in the world. I'm happy to tell you that young little boy now today is a scientist working with NASA, and he still reminds me of my faults and defaults. Every time I see him, I feel bad that he was my guru who taught me to believe in Swami, that Swami's prayers work. Brothers and sisters, pray, meditate, work, and offer everything to Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, and you can never be losers. The entire world and the Sai mission is dependent upon your conviction and your confidence. Go right ahead, fulfill everything that you need to do, and we will achieve the sankalpa of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba as his instruments, and let him use us to create the world of love and the world of unconditional love, which is the need of the hour for the entire world. Jai Sai Ram, and God bless all of us. Jai Ram.
Thank you, Mr. Pandya, for your powerful and loving words. Indeed, it has been a momentous occasion, and we are deeply blessed to be here. It is now up to us to take this wonderful energy home and share it with all. We will now have with us, once again, Dr. Narendranath Reddy, Chairman of Prashanti Council. Please welcome Dr. Reddy to share his closing remarks with us.
With love and humility, I offer my reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our omnipresent and loving Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dear young brothers and sisters and students, loving Sai Ram to all of you. First, I want to express gratitude to Bhagavan for making this momentous, glorious, historic World Youth Festival happen here. It is a celebration of joy and love. Don't you agree? There was a lot of love and joy throughout these days. We are all thrice blessed. Number one blessing, all of us are here in the Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of supreme peace, the holiest of the holy places. Swami himself has said, this is the pilgrimage like Shirdi, Tirupati, or Makkah, or Gurudwara, or Bodh Gaya. This is the holiest of the holy, where every stone, every particle here, dust is touched and sanctified by our Lord's divine feet. So we are all blessed. And Swami himself said, no one can come to Puttaparthi or Prashanti Nilayam without his will. It is very well recorded, Swami said privately and publicly. So each one of us, Swami has invited here. Let us make it clear. So that is the greatest blessing. It is not just a hearsay, it is my experience. Even this time, there were two senior officers. They were almost got the ticket. They wanted to come. One could not come because of the health problem. Another work-related event he had could not come. Interestingly, there's another devotee from Latin America. he was concerned about the cost of the tickets. He was not planning to come. Then he gets a ticket for cheap airfare and he could come. Actually, he is here and he was grateful. This shows it is not we plan. Whomever he wants, he will bring. Whomever he doesn't want, he doesn't. So we are all blessed and fortunate to be in this holy land, the greatest blessing. Second greatest blessing is a part of his divine mission. And Swami has said many times, I have been preparing you for many lifetimes to do this work of mine. Many lifetimes. Many are called, few are chosen. We're all the chosen ones. But ABC, the other day we said ABC, always be careful. The moment the ego descends, Swami said his work stops. As Nimish Buddy, so as he said, we should be careful about this doership, this ego, that I am the doer, and then Swami's work stops. It has happened many. So the greatest blessing, second blessing, is part of the being the divine mission. Third blessing is, you started this at the young age, very early age. Swami says, start early, drive slowly and reach safely. So you have started, and now your goal is assured as long as you drive on the right royal road path of this divine love. So we are all thrice blessed. And I am very happy to say, I am fortunate, in the last 18 months, I have been interacting with the youth leaders, youth committee members, on phone calls, WebEx. I was really inspired and amazed to see the leadership qualities they have, the organization skills, and the team spirit with which the unity and love they work, and also the project management they do, and also more importantly, attention to detail. This is what Swami expects. This morning, Dr. Narayan was telling that the short-term goals, live in the present and do the attention to detail. And Swami is mastered in that. That even Lord Krishna says, yoga karmasu kaushalam. Perfection in action, dexterity in action is yoga. And this is what the youth have shown us. Really, I want to congratulate them. And really, I was very happy to be able to work with them. And also, I want to thank the India team for providing the good food. It is not only sattvic, but it is delicious, cooked and served with love. There is a saying, Annadata Sukhi Bhava, may the Lord bless those who provide the good food. So this takes me back into the memory lane in 2007 youth conference. Brother Julio was telling this morning, he was reminded me of this World Youth Conference, Swami, in his divine presence we had in 2007. And he was talking about how Swami gave ropes to so many delegates at that time. Interesting, we all distributing delegates the ropes. One of the delegates from Mexico, he was a little big, and we were giving the rope. He said, sir, this doesn't fit me. I said, this is not for wearing. He thought it is for his wearing. I said, this is for putting in the altar and worshipping. Swami was so kind that time. So he looked at the menu, every detail, brothers and sisters, this shows he is the greatest project manager. Every day we had a good chance to interact with him. He looked at the menu. Says, Narendra, we saw the breakfast, South Indian. But there are North Indian people, Western people should have breakfast for three types of breakfast. Western and North Indian, South Indian. And then he had the badges, the pink badges. We had different color pink badges for women, blue badges. He changed that. He looked at the banners. Every little detail, Swami was managing, real good manager by example. And even we gave the pen and the pad, he wanted to make sure quality control, whether it is working or not. That is showing example how any event we should really conduct. And regarding the speakers, we had many speakers and Swami chose who should speak. And suddenly Swami said, is Phyllis Crystal here? And yes, Swami, she should speak. I said, Swami, no, she is not youth. She was 91 years old. I said, Swami, she is in wheelchair and no, she should speak. And who knows, she inspired so many youth and I was not aware. And Swami said, at this old age of 91, she is still, by God's grace, alive and in the UK, she is 100 years old now. And she says she has the energy and enthusiasm to spread Swami's message to different corners of the world. So Swami says youth has nothing to do with chronological, biological age. It has to do with the energy and the enthusiasm with which we work. So that is what the youth, and you may be wondering how we all want to go to the elixir of youth. We want, everybody want to drink the fountain of youth. Even in the scriptures is recorded, some king, he wanted the youth of his son and he transferred. Everybody wants the youth. What is the secret of being youth? Because God's name is called Nitya Nutana and Nitya Yavana, one of the names for God. That means he is ever new and is ever youthful. So this happened more than 3 decades ago. Swami called our family for interview in that room. And then I gave a book for Swami to sign. And in the meanwhile, the electricity goes away. Lights go out. I was wondering, how could you sign? And Swami is omniscient. He knows every thought of us. Swami looks at me and said, I can even see in darkness. Then he asked me, how old was I? I was in late 30s and Swami was there. You see, already you are losing hair. You are wearing glasses. You see, I have so much hair, full black hair. I don't wear glasses. I can even see the ant crawling there, he said. So then I said, Swami, you are divine. That is why you could do that. But Swami says, no, you can also be youthful and you can be like that if you have 3 P's. I think most of you know that. Purity, patience and perseverance. If we have that, we are all assured we will have eternal youth. So you'll all be ever youthful. So this is the secret of being youthful, Swami said. And also I was very happy in this youth festival to interact with many youth, and we have heard their talks, attended their workshops and their talk shows, and I was amazed of the depth of understanding of the various teachings of Swami and how they want to practice in their daily life. It was amazing. So for me, there were a lot of take-home lessons which I would like to share with you during this conference, what I learned. Number one is to develop a relationship with God. Have a relationship. Don't think, Lord, thou art in heaven, hallowed. Yes, he is in heaven, but he is also on earth. He is with us, above us, below us. We need to develop a relation. The Swami as our father, mother, guru, friend or God. And we heard many young men and others, women sharing how they made Swami a dynamic part of their family. They could make him their own friend and will be able to interact with Swami as their own friend and as their own mother, as their own father. So you need to have this relationship. I remember this Guru Purnima time. This is about a couple of decades ago. We were all here. And Mrs. Subbulakshmi, M.S. Subbulakshmi, most of you know, she is Bharataratna, great musician, and she's also exemplary devotee of Swami. Swami called her, and she went there, and Swami asked her to give a talk. So she said, Swami, I know how to sing, you know, I can't give a talk. But divine command, Swami insisted, and she went to the stage, and she said in Tamil, you are my appa, appa, you are my mother, father, friend, you are guru, teacher. And then she said, Jai Sai Ram, and left. Swami applauded. She says, this is the best speech I have heard. So Swami doesn't need a very elaborate long speeches. Otherwise we become, as I said, platform heroes and practical zeros. So Swami looks at the bhava, what we have. So we need to have that relationship. Second take home message which I heard among this, when there is conflict between the head and the heart, even Swami Vivekananda, great intellectual and great monk, he says, whenever there is a conflict between the head and the heart, I always follow the heart. We need to follow the heart. And we heard the beautiful stories about Mr. Lakshmanan, the great cricketer, and also our brother Lorenzo from Italy yesterday, he was sharing a few others, how when there is a juncture they came, what to make a decision to follow, they always followed the heart, and that was the right path for them to take. So just whenever there is anything, follow the heart, not the head. And third important thing is faith in the Lord, absolute, complete faith in Swami. We have been talking about so many stories, how Swami has saved people, complete. And he is not gone anywhere. As he said, he was with us, he is with us. And we have heard many stories. He still continued to guide us and save us. We heard people, how some lady had wanted 200 pounds, Swami sends her. Somebody wants ice cream, Swami provides. Every little passing thoughts and desire, Swami fulfills. As Brother Nimish was telling about the power of communication, power of prayer, like even the little boy. But main thing is, it should be with intensity and sincerity we pray, and Swami assured us our prayers will be answered. That is the kind of complete, absolute faith we have, God answers. I can tell you a recent incidents which happened in our center in USA. We have center in our house in Arcadia. There was a young girl, she was applying for medical school, you know, very competitive. So last year she was dreaming, so where to go. And in the dream, she goes to the altar and she gets a message, go to this Nova Southeastern University. She never heard of that. So she never heard that university. So then this year, you see, Swami, 1 year ago in a dream, he said, this year she joined that Nova Southeastern Medical School. So how Swami has been guiding us throughout. So just what all we need to have, absolute faith in him, and he will take care of every desire of ours, whether it is material or spiritual. But the highest blessing Swami has given us is his eternal message. The message which is universal, which transcends race, religion, caste and creed. That is the greatest. And I was amazed to see the way, I hope some of you have visited the exhibition, I would urge you to go there, how the youth have shown Swami's teachings to be applicable in day-to-day life, in every place, whether it is a work situation, family situation, and they have shown by the various panels, various discussions, how it is really applicable to day-to-day life. I would really urge you to see the amount of effort they have put in. And also during the talk shows, they were talking about how to take a balance between the work, family, life. And finally, beautifully, they had an understanding that all work is God's work. That is the understanding they had. So it is really wonderful to see that they are diving deep into Swami's teachings and making the part of the life. And many, many initiatives they have taken. Brother Shivendra has enumerated a lot of them. What? They are the innovative, creative thoughts and ideas. How to take the Swami's mission forward. This is a platform where we could all come together and take the divine mission forward. So I want to conclude saying that let us continue to keep up this momentum. Go forward. When we go back to our countries, share this love and message of Swami which you have received here, and go back and share with your fellow brothers and sisters. I remember a mantra Swami gave me many time ago, premanu panchuko penchuko. So when the love we receive, the more we share with others, it expands and multiplies. So let us, brothers and sisters, share the divine love of Swami with all, and our life will be sanctified. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
Our gratitude to Dr. Reddy for your loving and inspiring remarks. It is indeed true that we are deeply fortunate to have gathered here, and it is now time for us to carry forward Swami's mission. Thank you again, Dr. Reddy. Dearest Swami, during your divine discourse on the 5th July 1996, you said, develop the sense of the spiritual oneness of all beings. The power of love is immeasurable. So many of you have assembled here. What has brought you all here? Love alone is the primary reason. You have gathered here in such large numbers because of your love for Swami and Swami's love for you. You have all come of your own accord. The binding factor is love. Our last speaker is our beloved Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dearest Swami, we now request you to shower upon us your grace and speak to us.
Divyatma Sarupulara,
embodiments of divine Atma.
30 సంవత్సరాలు 40 సంవత్సరాలు అంతా కూడా మీరు ఇక్కడ ప్రవేశిస్తున్నారు.
యు హావ్ బీన్ విజిటింగ్ సిన్స్ 30 టు 40 ఇయర్స్.
ప్రబోధనలు ఎన్నో వింటున్నారు.
యు హావ్ బీన్ లిసనింగ్ టు భగవాన్.
కర్మణ నప్రజ్ఞా ధనేన త్యాగేన అమృతత్వ మానసు అని అనేక రకంగా బోధిస్తున్నాం.
భగవాన్ టాట్ రిపీటెడ్లీ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద సాక్రిఫైస్ దట్ కన్ బి మోర్టాలిటీ. How are you sacrificing? How many are practicing? Why are you here?
ఇది ప్రయోజనం లేనటువంటి.
ఇట్స్ ఆల్ యూస్లెస్.
కనుక ఒక్కటైనా మనం ఆచరణలో పెట్టే చాలు, అన్ని చేయనక్కర్లేదు.
అట్లీస్ట్ ప్రాక్టీస్ వన్.
ఏమిటి నా ఆచరణ?
వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ యూ షుడ్ ప్రాక్టీస్?
ఏమిటి నా ప్రీతి?
వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఈస్?
ఏది నా ఇష్టము?
వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ ఫాల్ లైక్?
ఒక్కటే ఒక్కటే.
ఓన్లీ వన్.
ప్రేమ ప్రేమ ప్రేమ.
ఓన్లీ లవ్ లవ్.
అది ఏ సాయి యొక్క శక్తివంతమైనటువంటి అస్త్రము.
దట్ ఈస్ ది పవర్ఫుల్ వెపన్.
మీకెవరికైనా ఇన్విటేషన్స్ పంపించామా?
Have any one of you received an invitation? Is there any announcement?
లేదు.
ఈ
ప్రేమ యొక్క ఆకర్షణ ఇన్ని రకమైనటువంటి వ్యక్తులను ఇక్కడ చేస్తూ ఉంటుంది.
It is the attraction of love that brought you all here.
ప్రేమ చేత సాధించలేనటువంటి లోకంలో ఒక్కటి లేదు.
In this world that you cannot, there is nothing you cannot achieve with love.
ఏదో కొన్ని కొన్ని దాంట్లో కొన్ని కొన్ని మాత్రమే సాధించవచ్చు, కానీ ప్రేమ చేత భగవంతుని కూడా నువ్వు తన చేతిలో హస్తగతం గావించుకుని ఆడించవచ్చు.
విత్ లవ్ యూ కెన్ హ్యావ్ గాడ్ ఆన్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ మేక్ హిమ్ డాన్స్.
గత జీవుడు పతిని బతికించి ఎముగల్చే సావిత్రి భారత సాధ్విగాదే.
ఇస్ నాట్ ది సావిత్రి ది వన్ ఆఫ్ చేస్తితి?
తన శక్తి మహిమ చే ధావాగ్ని సల్లాచి తృతి చంద్రమతి భారతీయగాదే.
చంద్రమతి ఇస్ భారత.
కుల సంగీతం అగ్ని గుండాన ప్రకటించే సీత భారత ధరా జాతగాదే.
సీత ఆల్సో బిలాంగ్స్ టు భారత.
కిరీష దుర్మది కిరాతకుని బూతి గావించి దమయంతి భారత రమణిగాదే.
దమయంతి ఆల్సో లైక్ వైజ్.
వీళ్ళందరూ ఎలాంటి శక్తిని సాధించారు?
వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పవర్?
ఎలాంటి పవిత్ర కీర్తిని ఆర్జించారు?
వాట్ రెప్యుటేషన్ దే హ్యాడ్?
కానీ వారందరూ ఎక్కడిప్పుడు?
Where are they now?
ఇలాంటి వారి యొక్క చరిత్ర మనం చదువుతున్నామే, కానీ ఆచరణలు ఏమైనా పెడుతున్నామా?
We read their stories but we don't practice.
దీనికి మూల కారణం ఏమిటి?
What is that responsible?
మన దుర్భావమే దీనికి మూల కారణం.
The bad thoughts are responsible.
స్వార్థము స్వప్రయోజనమే దీనికి మూల కారణం.
Selfishness, self interest.
అహంకారం ఆడంబరమే దీనికి మూల కారణం.
The pomp and the ego.
ఇవి పోవాలంటే ఏమి చేయాలి?
What is to be done to give up?
అయితే ఈ గుణములంతా కూడా ఆహార విహారములతో ఏర్పడుతుంటాయి.
These qualities are due to food and habits.
ఈనాడు ఎవరైనా సరే భగవద్భక్తులుగా కోరేటువంటి వారు, భగవద్భక్తులమని విశ్వసించేటువంటి వారు,
టుడే లెట్ హిమ్ ఎనీవన్, దోస్ హూ కన్సిడర్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఎస్ డివోటీస్,
మాంస భక్షణను వదలాలి.
దే షుడ్ గివ్ అప్ మీట్ ఈటింగ్.
కారణం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ద రీజన్?
ఈ పశు మాంసము నీ పశుగుణములనే పెంచుతుంది.
The meat will develop animal qualities.
Hindu lo cheptaru jese anne aise man.
As is the food so is the mind.
Elanti tindo alanti trepu.
As is the food so is the belly.
Maavudu pandu tinte dosakai trepu ostunda?
When you eat mango you don't have belch kukumba.
Karuke memu ee dummagamainatundi gunamulato koodinatundi koora mrugamula yokka maamsamunu bhujinchatam cheta manalo kodunu aa kruvatvam abhirudhi avutundali.
When you partake the meat you will have animal qualities more and more.
Idi okkate kaadu.
Not only this.
Kaani పంచభూతములతో మనకు కనిపించే శబ్దస్పర్శ రూప రసగంధాలతో జీవించేటువంటి యొక్క ప్రాణం తీయటము ఎంత పాపము.
వాట్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సిన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టు కిల్ ఎన్ అనిమల్.
నీ గుణములు రాక్షస గుణములు కావటమే కాకుండా నీ పంచభూతముల యొక్క సమానమైనటువంటి పరప్రాణిని కూడా మేము తీయటం ఎంత పాపం.
You have got the five elements in you to kill another animal with all the five elements.
పాపం ఏర్పడుతుంటుండాలి.
When you commit such a sin you will have all the worry.
కనుకని నిజమైనటువంటి దైవ భక్తులు కాబోయేటువంటి వారు, కావాలని ఆశించేటువంటి వారు మాంస భక్షణం పూర్తి వదలాలి.
Therefore the true devotees should give up meat eating.
మేము సాయి భక్తులము, రామ భక్తులము, కృష్ణ భక్తులము అనేది కోళ్లు కోళ్లు తింటూ కూర్చోవటము.
They say we are Sai devotees, Rama devotees, but they eat chicken.
వీడు డివోటీ ఎట్లవుతాడు?
How can you be devotee?
వీడు నిజమైన భక్తుడు ఎట్లవుతాడు?
How can you be true devotee?
కనుక వీడు కేవలం రాక్షసుడే.
So you are a demon.
అలాంటి వాడిని భగవంతుడు ఏమాత్రం కూడా అనుగ్రహించడు.
Such man will never be the recipient of God's grace.
ఎవరైనా కూడా స్వదేశీయులు కానీ విదేశీయులు కానీ నిజంగా స్వామి యొక్క ఆజ్ఞలు పాటించేటువంటి వారు ఈ మాంస భక్షణ తక్షణమే విసర్జించాలి.
Therefore, whether Indians or foreigners should give up this non-vegetarian food.
ఇంకా రెండవది.
The second one.
మనము పానీయం తీసుకుంటున్నాం నీరు.
We drink water.
నీటిలో ప్రాణం ఉంటుండాలి.
There is life soul.
నీటిలో జీవశక్తి ఉంటుండాలి.
There is power.
నీటి చాలా పవిత్రమైనటువంటి భగవంతుని యొక్క అంశము.
Water is the spark of the divine.
భగవంతుని నుండి ఆవిర్భవిస్తుంటుండాలి. శంకరుని యొక్క జటాజుటం నుంచినే ఆవిర్భవిస్తుండాలి.
It originated the four locks of Shankara.
నీటిని వదలి
we leave it.
బాటిల్ ను తీసుకోవటము
but we take
water. తప్పు.
It's a big mistake.
కనుక ఇది మద్యపానం అనేటువంటిది మహాక్రూరమైనటువంటిది.
This alcoholism is very bad.
తనను తాను మరిపిస్తుంది.
It makes you forget yourself.
గౌరవాన్ని తీసివేస్తుంది.
You lose respect.
మానవత్వాన్ని విస్మరిస్తుంది.
The human quality is gone.
దివ్యత్వాన్ని మరిపిస్తుంది.
The divinity is forgotten.
వాడు ఏమి చేస్తున్నాడో ఏం చూస్తున్నాడో వానికే తెలియదు.
He doesn't know what he sees, what he listens to.
ఊగుతూ ఉంటుంటాడు.
He goes on tossing that way and this way.
నిజముగా వాడిని చూస్తే ఎంత అవమానం వేస్తుంది.
What a matter of shame to look at him.
నవ్వు వస్తుంది. ఏమిట్రా వీడు మానవుడై పుట్టుకొని ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క ప్రాణం లేనటువంటి జీవిగా ప్రవహిస్తున్నాడే.
We just heckle at him because he behaves so. It's not good.
తద్వారా కొన్ని కొన్ని కుటుంబంలో కూడా నాశనం అయిపోతున్నాయి.
Because these qualities or features that families are ruined.
సంపాదన కూడా ఈ విధమైనటువంటి మద్యపానానికి వినియోగించి కన్న భార్యను కట్టుకున్న బిడ్డలు కానీ ఏమాత్రం కూడా సాకటం లేదు.
All the money is spent for these habits and is not able to maintain his family.
ఈయనకి తల్లిదండ్రులు కానీ బిడ్డలు కానీ భార్యలు కానీ పోషించలేనటువంటి వాడు ఎంత ఉండి ఏమి ప్రయోజనం?
With all the wealth, what is the use if you can't maintain the
family? ఈ దుర్గతికి కారణం ఏమిటి?
What is the main reason?
మద్యపానం.
It's only drinking.
నిజంగా అది మద్యపానంతో పాటు కొంతమంది సిగరెట్ కూడా తీసుకుంటుంటారు.
Along with drinking some smoke,
ఈ సిగరెట్ వల్లనే ఈనాడు మానవునికి మితిమీరినటువంటి జబ్బులు ప్రవేశిస్తున్నాయి.
Because of smoking, people fall sick.
ఆస్తమా, ఇస్నోఫీలియా, గుండె జబ్బు ఇలాంటివంతా కూడా స్మోకింగ్ వల్ల వచ్చేటువంటివి.
ఆస్మా, ఇస్నోఫీలియా అండ్ కార్డియక్ కంప్లైంట్స్ డ్యూ టు స్మోకింగ్.
నిజముగా ఒక్కతోని వాడు సిగరెట్ పీల్చి తన కన్న బిడ్డను ఒక్కతోని ముద్దు పెట్టని వాడికి క్యాన్సర్ వస్తుంది.
ద మూమెంట్ హీ స్మోక్స్ అండ్ టేక్స్ వన్ పఫ్ హీ విల్ సఫర్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాన్సర్.
ఒక్కతోని నీవు స్మోకింగ్ చేసి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రమాణంగా నిరూపించండి.
యూ కెన్ ప్రూవ్ ఇట్ డైరెక్ట్లీ.
తెల్లని బట్ట తీసుకుని ఆ గాలిని అని ఊపండి.
టేక్ ది వైట్ క్లాత్ అండ్ బ్లో ఇట్.
ఈ తెల్లని బట్ట పైన ఎర్రని మార్పు ఏర్పడుతుంది.
ఆన్ ద వైట్ క్లాత్ యు ఫైండ్ రెడ్ స్పాట్.
ఒక బట్టపైనే తన యొక్క గాలి వల్లనే ఇంతవరకు ప్రమాదం జరిగినప్పుడు ఈ స్మోకింగ్ వల్ల మన దేహంలో ఉన్నటువంటి రక్తనాళములు ఎంతవరకు చెడగొడుతుంది.
When the cloth shows all the spots, you can imagine how the vessels are
spoiled. ఆరోగ్యాన్ని పూర్తి నిర్మూలం చేస్తుంది.
The health is totally gone.
జీవితమే కొంతవరకు నశింపజేస్తుంది.
The life span is cut short.
కనుక నిజమైన దైవ భక్తులు కాబోయేటువంటి వారు
ద ట్రూ డివోటీస్
మాంస భక్షణ, మద్యపానము, ఈ యొక్క స్మోకింగ్,
నాన్ వెజిటేరియన్ డైట్, ద డ్రింకింగ్ అండ్ స్మోకింగ్,
ఈ యొక్క మద్యపానం చేత మహాక్రూరమైనటువంటి యొక్క కర్మలకు పాల్పడుతున్నారు.
దే మస్ట్ డిస్కంటిన్యూ, దే షుడ్ నాట్ డూ దట్ ఎనీమో.
కానీ ఇది ఏ ప్రభుత్వం కూడా దీన్ని ఆపలేదు.
But none can stop it anyway.
ఎవరి భావం వారిలో మార్పు రావాలి.
The feelings should transform.
ఇది మానసిక పరివర్తన వల్లనే కలిగేటువంటిది కానీ పరుల వల్ల బోధిస్తే వచ్చేటువంటిది కాదు.
It should come out of mental transformation.
వారు సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించి వర్తించాలి.
Each one has to recognize the truth and conduct one's own self.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
embodiments of
love, హ్యాపీగా ఉండండి.
You be happy.
Be happy, then I'm happy.
Your happiness is Bhagavan's
happiness.
This is the main thing.
ఈనాడు స్వామికి ఒక విధమైనటువంటి కానుకగా మీరు భావించి ఈ మాంస భక్షణ, మద్యపానము, ఈ స్మోకింగ్ మూడు కూడా స్వామికి అర్పితం చేయండి.
దేర్ఫోర్ యు షుడ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ నాన్ వెజిటేరియనిజం, డ్రింకింగ్ అండ్ స్మోకింగ్.
మూడింటిని మీరు అర్పితం చేయటం వల్ల మీరు బాగుపడతారు, సమాజం బాగుపడుతుంది, దేశం కూడా బాగుపడుతుంది.
వెన్ వన్స్ యూ సాక్రిఫైస్ ద సొసైటీ విల్ ప్రోగ్రెస్, యూ విల్ బి బెటర్.
కుటుంబము, సమాజము, దేశం బాగుపడటమే స్వామి యొక్క లక్ష్యం.
The main aim of Bhagavan is prosperity.
లక్ష్యాన్ని మీరు అనుసరించేటట్టుగా ఉంటుంటే, అనుసరించాలని విశ్వాసం ఏముంటుంటే మొట్టమొదటి ఈ మూడింటిని త్యజించండి ఇదే క్షణంలో.
If you have full faith in Bhagavan's teachings, follow these three.
ఏదో రేపు 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 అని అనుకోకూడదు.
Don't postpone saying tomorrow.
ఎందుకనగా
why?
ఇది నెక్స్ట్ అనుకుంటుంటే అది పూర్తి టెస్ట్ గా మారిపోతుంది.
ఇఫ్ యు గో ఆన్ సేయింగ్ నెక్స్ట్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఎ టెస్ట్
గా మారిపోతుంది.
దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ టెస్ట్.
వద్దు
నౌ,
ఇప్పుడు ఈ నిమిషంలో కూడాను ఆ సంకల్పాన్ని మీరు దృఢం చేసుకోవాలి.
రైట్ నౌ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ డిటర్మిన్.
ఇది ఈనాడు మీ నుంచి నేను ఆశించేటువంటి ఒక ఆశ.
దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెడ్ బై భగవాన్ టుడే ఫ్రమ్ అస్.
కనుక ప్రేమ స్వరూపులైనటువంటి వారు మీరు తప్పగా దీనిని ఆచరించి స్వామికి ఆనందాన్ని అందించి దేశానికి కుటుంబానికి కూడా సరైన ఆదర్శప్రాయులు అవుతారని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
భగవాన్ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్స్ దట్ వుడ్ ఫాలో దీస్ త్రీ థింగ్స్. మేక్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాపీ, యువర్ ఫ్యామిలీ అండ్ ద కంట్రీ బై అండ్ లార్జ్, అండ్ బ్రింగ్స్ హిస్ డిస్కోర్స్ టు ఎ క్లోజ్.
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగీ, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగీ, హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నగీ, హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నగీ, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగీ, జప జాన బినా సంయోగ నగీ,
జప జాన బినా సంయోగ నగీ,
ప్రభు దర్శ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన నగీ,
ప్రభు దర్శ బినా ప్రజ్ఞాన నగీ,
దయ ధర్మ బినా సత్య ధర్మ నగీ, హరి నామ బినా పరమాత్మ నహీ, హరి నామ బినా పరమాత్మ నహీ, హరి భజన హరి నామ బినా ఆనంద నగీ, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నగీ.
Thank you, Swami, for the divine discourse. May we all here redouble our efforts in practicing his teachings. Having heard the divine discourse on love, which we have a saga, having heard the divine discourse on love, we have a saga of love to share with you from the strife-ridden province of Kashmir, which is affecting the whole world. We request Mr. Nimish Pandya to introduce Shanavas from Kashmir, who is a special guest here today.
Having heard the very sweet words of our Divine Master on love, transformation, Bhagwan Baba visited the strife-strewn valley of Kashmir in India, the north of India, which the world knows is now at the prime of its trouble and sorrow, which is affecting the whole world. Swami went there many, many years ago. There are lovely pictures of Swami's visit to Kashmir. And Swami at that time has said that there will be peace in this land. The foundation that Swami left and sowed, and the seeds that Swami sowed at that time, bore fruit this year in the valley of Kashmir, when the Satya Sai organization for the first time could enter the valley of Kashmir with his first project in conjunction with a local trust called the Spring Buds Trust. Your onset of a very musical program in the beginning, And whenever the musical program begins, there is that one note that comes of love. Sometimes it comes in the face or in the shape of a musical note, but sometimes it can take a shape of love. And that love, that in the valley where there is total strife, a situation which can explode anywhere in the world at any point of time, Bhagwan's love has reached for the first time. And that is a story that I've requested that the Shahnawaz Qureshi, who hails from Kashmir as a young man, where the first cooperative seva project by the Satya Sai organization in conjunction with Swami's love and the local people has been established for the first time. The youth of Kashmir have joined us now on the saga of transformation. I invite Shahnawaz to share his story in a very brief moment before we embark upon the most fantastic musical program that we're going to see tonight. Shahnawaz Hussain.
Respected All India President Mr. Nimesh Pandya, other dignitaries, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Fanus bankar jiski hifazat hawah kare, fanus bankar jiski hifazat hawah kare, wo shamma kya buje jise roshan khuda kare. हम तो परमेश्वर को अल्लाह के नाम से पुकारते, आप तो स्वामी के नाम से पुकारते. नूरे हक शम्मा इलाही को बुझा सकता है कौन, नूरे हक शम्मा इलाही को बुझा सकता है कौन, जिसका हामी हो खुदा उसे मिटा सकता है कौन. Spring Birds Educational Trust, located at Ompora, Badgam in Kashmir, came into existence 25 years ago. During the epoch when whole valley was on boil politically and education was the main element, we suffered allocation on account of hartal, propaganda and other issues. Thus, to address the issue, the trust came into existence to bring directed education system on right track. Since the very beginning, the trust has been serving the community by illuminating the minds of the students with the light of the knowledge. It was a time when most of the schools of the Kashmir Valley got closed due to turmoil, agitation and other conflicts. The trust started to provide the part-time education to the students on a humanitarian basis and on positive response of the students towards the knowledge enlightenment. Trust planned to establish formal education system in the area which can serve feasible alteration for deprived, unprivileged or students of lesser God. We started a school in the name of Spring Birds Educational Institute at Ompora in Kashmir. At present, we are having 800 students there. Among them, 100 are getting free education. मगर जब मैं यहां पहुंचा, मैंने यहां पे देखा, शायद मुझे लग रहा था वहां पे शायद हम ही लोग ये काम कर रहे कि वी आर प्रोवाइडिंग एजुकेशन टू द ऑफन्स एंड बीपीएल ऑन फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट. व्हेन आई रीच्ड हियर आई फाउंड दैट श्री सती साई सेवा ऑर्गेनाइजेशन इज प्रोवाइडिंग द एजुकेशन फ्रॉम प्री नर्सरी अप टू द पीएचडी फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट. ये हमारे लिए एक सौभाग्य कि इस जैसे स्वामी साहब हमारे पास आए और इन्होंने यहाँ पे वो चीज करके दिखाई. शायद जब मैं यहाँ पे पहुंचा, आई वॉज डिस्कसिंग विद मनिंदर सर, कहाँ ले जा रहे हो मुझे, कहाँ जाना है, तो यहाँ तो कुछ नजर ही नहीं आ रहा. मुझे लगा था शायद एक दो रूम या चार रूम इसकी बिल्डिंग होगी और कुछ. जब मैं यहाँ पे पहुंचा, मैंने देखा टोटली डिफरेंट है, शायद इधरी जन्नत है. कश्मीरी में एक शायर बोला जाता, अगर फिरदोस बरोए जमीन अस्त, हमें अस्तो हमी अस्तो हमी अस्त. मतलब इसका कि अगर दुनिया में कहीं स्वर्ग है, वो कश्मीर है, वो कश्मीर है, वो कश्मीर है. और जब मैं यहां पे पहुंचा, मैंने जब यहां पे देखा आप लोगों का प्यार, इतने सारे यूथ जमा हो गए, मैंने सोचा कि शायद कश्मीर की दूसरी कॉपी एग्जैक्ट वो यहां पर पाई जाती. अब हम ना वी आर गोइंग टू चेंज दिस स्कूल इन टू द जूनियर कॉलेज लेवल विद द एक्टिव सपोर्ट फ्रॉम श्री सती साई सेवा ऑर्गेनाइजेशन. 2014 के बारे में यू ऑल पीपल आर अवेयर अबाउट द कंडीशन व्हाट हैपेंड इन द कश्मीर बाय द फ्लड्स. Our trust used the school to have rehabilitate the people there and were providing each and everything whatever was need at that time to the flood affected victims with the help of the local masses. After that, with the support from Shri Sati Sai organization, we collaborated with them in distributing 700 mattresses kulitis. Not only that, 8,500 blankets. Not only that, 2,500 bags and copies among the needy, flood-affected, poor orphans of the valley. Yehi pe to nahi. Iske baad, they also organized 18 free medical campus there. This is the first organization who has done such kind of the work there. Aate hain bahut sare. Aate hain bahut sare. Ruk jate hain sahab. वहां पे आके फोटोग्राफर्स की आए और निकले. ये पहली ऑर्गेनाइजेशन मैंने देखी जिन्होंने इस तरीके का काम वहां पे अंजाम दे दिया. श्री सती साई सेवा ऑर्गेनाइजेशन हैज आल्सो स्टार्टेड वन मोर प्रोग्राम एट कश्मीर अंडर विद्याहवानी थ्रू विच ओवर टीचर्स गॉट लॉट टू रन. दिस इज द वन ऑफ द अचीवमेंट not only for Shri Sati Sai organized but also for the we people. Our teachers got lot to learn by this process and I hope ki meri ye umeed rehti hai ki ye Kashmir ke har ek school tak ye vidyavani ka program chale. It should be taught in each and every school at Kashmir. Now we have got some future objectives of our trust. Number first, we want to create with the active support from the Shri Sati Sai Seva organization, a polytechnic college there. Reason is that there is a lot of unemployment. Us wajah se, jo hamare youths hai, wo apne track se bigad gaye hai, and they are going to take part in the antisocial activities, which really creates a huge problem for we people. Number second, we are going to also establish a hospital there with active support again from the Shri Sati Sai Seva organization. Jiski wajah se wahan pe poor, needy, jitne bhi BPLs ho, unko free of cost wahan pe ilaj kiya jayega. I am also very thankful to Sai Baba who sent Mr. Nimesh Pandya and his team to the Kashmir for providing philanthropic support to the students, needy people of the valley, and we hope we will continue to provide their support. They will continue their support in future also. Jahan mein ahli anand iman manand khurshid jeete hain, idhar doobe udhar nikle, udhar doobe idhar nikle. Aapki shayad ye samajh mein shayar nahi aaya hoga maine kya aapke samne bola ki हम अल्लाह बोलते हैं, आप सामी बोलते हो. वो किसी न किसी बंदे को भेज ही लेते हैं किसी जहां पे कोई उसके मुस्तैक हो, जहां पे वैसी नीड हो, किसी न किसी वो बेच को बेचते ही है वहां पे. वो जब स्वामी जी ने यहां पे शिक्षा का आगाज किया, शायद इन्हीं की कृपा से कश्मीर में भी आवाज एक जागी. हमने वहां पे एक नज़्म लिखी थी, आओ सब मिलकर ये पैगाम फैलाए, इल्म के नूर से कोई महरूम न रह जाए, इल्म के नूर से कोई महरूम न रह जाए. स्वामी ने आवाज देकर दी है सदा, स्वामी ने आवाज देकर दी है सदा, आओ इल्म के नूर से कोई महरूम न रह जाए. मिटा दे अपनी हस्ती अगर कुछ मर्तबा चाहिए, कि जाना खाक में मिलकर गुल गुलजार होता है. एट लास्ट आई एम हैविंग द रिक्वेस्ट फॉर टू यू पीपल, जस्ट प्रे फॉर द कश्मीर. एट प्रेजेंट वहां की जो हालत है दैट इज टू क्रिटिकल. 1600 पीपल गॉट इंजर्ड हियर, 40 got died, and at present we are having the 120 patients who are lying in the hospital have lost their eyesight due to the present turmoil there. Ye meri request aap sab se hai ki aap hamare liye dua kijiye taki Kashmir ke halat jald se jaldi theek ho jaye. Shukriya. Thank you.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We are very happy to announce that with the immense grace of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences Prashanti Gram, Bhagwan's super speciality hospital, has been conferred accreditation today by the National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare Providers, NABH, for quality patient care. With this, Swami's hospital has joined an elite group of healthcare institutions across India which are accredited with NABH. Further, the hospital is the only tertiary care hospital giving totally free medical care to receive this recognition. NABH is the constituent board of Quality Council of India, set up to establish and operate program for healthcare organizations in India. Moreover, NABH is an institutional member of ISQA, the International Society for Quality in Healthcare, which highlights the fact that the hospital has received an international stamp of quality for its unmatched patient care. It is also a matter of immense pride that we have received this communication today on this occasion of World Youth Festival, where youth from more than 70 countries are gathered here. Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Offering our humble salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. Taking that note of seva, of love, from Kashmir, and a wonderful news of our hospital being accredited with NABH, I once again request you to give a huge applause to Brother Shahnawaz and our Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. God is said to be Ganapriya, and He, in His infinite grace, has bestowed all of us with music. What comes from thee must go back into thee. Diversified by geographies, but unified by the love of Sai, today 65 World Sai Youth brothers and sisters from across the globe have gathered here to humbly offer their love, pure love, in the form of ragas and rhythms, to that very embodiment of music, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Bhagavan, the divine director, has always encouraged music in his divine life. And a very beautiful example of his love for music is the Satya Sai Birpuri College of Music in Prashanthi Nilayam. This symphony for Sai, Our Hearts Beat for You, which will be presented to you shortly, is being conducted by one of the most accomplished, eminent percussionists of the international repute, Sri Muthukumar Vardarajan. Sri Muthukumar Vardarajan is a disciple of Ustad Zakir Hussain, the tabla maestro. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, but we are proud to announce that Sri Muthukumar is a proud product of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Sciences, Higher Learning. Presenting to you Symphony for Sai, Our Hearts Beat for You, a fusion of elegant bandish of North India fusioned with Western music. Symphony for Sai. Thank you.
the Vedas extol the Almighty as Nada Brahmam, the absolute divine sound. God is Nada Priya and has stated, I shall present myself wherever my glory is sung. When God is worshipped as Nada Brahmam and the devotee engages in Nadopasana, he seeks to merge with the Lord through his musical adoration. In keeping with the exalted tradition of Nadopasana, our opening presentation is the Rudra Nada, an orchestration replete with vigor and dynamism, and the very powerful Mahamrityunjaya Mantram blended harmoniously with a spectrum of exuberant rhythm. Thundering percussion and reverential fervor steering us towards the cosmic power, the Rudra Nada, in the immediate presence of the Rudra Swarupa, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushkivardhanam urvarukamiva vandana mrutyumukshi yamamrita Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushkivardhanam urvarukamiva vandana mrutyumukshi yamamrita Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushkivardhanam उर्वारुकमिव वंदना मुक्तोर्मुक्षी यमामृता त्रयंबकं यजामहे सुगंधिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वंदना मुक्तोर्मुक्षी यमामृता त्रयंबकं यजामहे सुगंधिं पुष्टिवर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वंदना मुक्तोर्मुक्षी यमामृता त्रयंबकं यजामहे सुगंधिं पुष्टिवर्धनम्
Bhagavan said, I separated myself from myself to love myself. O beloved one, you are my own and I yours, for you and I are one. The Creator ingrained His divine self in every piece and aspect of His creation. Sant Kabir, in one of his doha, says, Akat kahani prem ki kuch kahi na jaye, gunge keri sarkara baithe muskaye. The story of divine love cannot be expressed in words. We now present to you Raag Paddev, a flittering light melody, sowing eagerness, veil in intrigue and pangs of separation to the divine. It arouses curiosity and pining for the beloved Lord and has a mesmerizing and soulful impact on both the listener and singer, connecting them to divine love. Presenting Love in Raag Paddev.
అద్భుతమే సాయి గీతమే అఖండమే జ్యోతిర్మయమే సుందరమే సాయి రూపమే. బ్లిస్ఫుల్ ఇస్ సాయి'స్ నేమ్. Wonderful is Sai's song. Eternal is Sai's light. And beautiful is Sai's form.
Divine beauty not only radiates from within the Lord, but expands beyond the horizons to all of His creation. Next we have Rag Charukesi, a very soulful rag. With graceful transitions in this rendition, it enlivens the atmosphere and brings out the inner beauty.
Charukesi, meaning with beautiful hair, and it best mirrors the enchanting beauty of our Nitya Sundara Bhagwan with his resplendent halo. Ornated with attractive musical phrases and graceful movement of notes, presenting beauty in Rag Charukesi.
A symphony is often compared to the rise and fall of waves and ripples on an ocean or a lake. As the melody rises and falls, there is an underlying tranquility symbolizing Shakti, the energy aspect, and Shivam, the dynamic stillness aspect. Saint Thyagaraja, in one of his kritis, said, "Mesmerizing is the charm of the divine, and it is experienced only when established in inner peace. Joy is an outcome of being established in that peace within." What greater manifestation of divine peace and bliss than this very place, Prashanti Nilayam, the very abode of supreme peace, chiseled and built by our master. Rag Kirwani is a rag of soulfulness and creates a feeling of nostalgia. It is a Sampurna rag, symbolizing absolute nature of peace and fulfillment. Let us now tune in to peace and bliss in Rag Kirwani.
Sai Karta Sai जगत आधार साई अवतार, साई अवतार, साई अवतार, साई अवतार, जगत आधार ले अवतार भूमिधार साई करे।
Janma karma chame divyam, meaning the very birth of every avatar, his act in itself is divine. In the context of Mother Ishwarama and his birth, Bhagavan had once mentioned that it was not pravasa but pravesha, signifying the birth and advent of the avatar. in Sai's own words, he is not just Sarvadevata Swarupa, the embodiment of all names and all forms, but he is Sarvadeva Atitya Swarupa, that is to say, he is beyond all names, forms and attributes. He is the transcendental encapsulation of every God.
What more do we want, brothers and sisters? What more do we want? Expressing the same through a raga that occupies an important place among evening melodies is Rag Purya Dhanashri. It is emotional in character and has meditative and lilting compositions. Reveling in the glory and enigmatic majesty of the divine, presenting divinity in Rag Purya Dhanashri.
Shivam Shivakaram Shantam Shivatmanam Shivottamam Shivamarga Pradi
Vishwanath, Hey Gaurinath, Hey Sainath,
Swami, what can we offer you except ourselves? As your divine flutes, please make us hollow so that your breath flows through us and makes your creation dance to your tunes. Brothers and sisters, today's offering, Symphony for Sai, is a spectacle of togetherness, a fiesta of love, and a miracle of Sai, the crescendo of our grateful and heartfelt offering this evening is in Rag Kalavati, infused with creative expressions of gratitude, involving complete surrender to the Lord. As we bring down the curtains for the first Satya Sai World Youth Festival 2016, we pray and offer our immense gratitude to you, Swami, from the depths of our heart. Our love for you will only keep blooming day by day. As we return to our respective lands, we take back with us abundant memories of the grandeur of your love and grace. Bless us all, Swami, so that we return to your divine abode very soon. Our hearts beat for you, Sai. Jai Sai Ram.
Twameva Mata Cha Pita Twameva. Yeah. Thank you. Love is my form, truth is my word, this is my
My life is my message, expansion is my life.
No reason for love, no reason for love, no bad, no bad.
No reason for love, no reason for love, no bad.
सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना समरक्षक भक्त जना समरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना श्रीकर सर्व प्राणपदे स्वामी सर्व प्राणपदे आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपत्पादवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियन्द्रयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्द्रयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्र शयन ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूपा जय शिव साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदुको मंगल आरती अंदुको मंदर गिरधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।